The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 20th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about a mysterious blog that is connected to BTS's storyline, BTS's new iTunes record, and more. We also interviewed members from the fanbase Bangtan Brazil. Let's get it.
Welcome to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
It's giveaway announcement time. Woo-woo. We'll be announcing the two winners for TXT's Eternity album. So the first winner is... We should have like a song for this, Jose.
I was like, is that supposed to be a drum? I don't think so. I think that sounds like another song.
We need to make a song for this. Okay, I'm sorry. Whew. The first winner is Galley 2008. Yay!
And the second winner is... That is the Pink Panther. Now I know what you were saying. Was that your no. little jingle that you were also
singing? I was just making up stuff, but when you went with it, I was like, that's Pink Panther. Oh, God,
you're okay, such a okay. mess. Focus. Ooh. Okay. All right. The second winner is Sia Fega Razali. I am so sorry if I mispronounced your name, but I believe it's Sia Fega Razali.
Yay!
Congratulations to our winners. For the winners, please email us at interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com with the item you won in the subject line. So for example, since this is the same album for both of you, make sure to put TXT Eternity Album Winner.
Yes, thank you so much for participating in this giveaway. And we're making our way to the big prize. So once we hit 5,000 followers on the Himalaya app, we'll be giving away all of BTS's albums. So help us spread the word by sharing and telling your friends about us.
Now for this week's ARMY term, Madhavi will be explaining what the Hyung line and Magnet line mean.
Hello, I will talk about Hyung line and Magnet line. In Korean, Hyung means a big brother and Magnet means younger brother. But you can only call Hyung to your big brother if you are a boy. If you are a girl, you should call Oppa. And for younger brother, you can call them only by their names. Don't need to call them Magnet. In BTS, as we all know, Jin, Suga, J-Hope and RM are the Hyung line. And Jimin, V, Jungkook, called as Magnet line. Thank you. Borahe.
Madhavi, thank you so much for explaining these terms to us. We can't wait to hear the other ARMY terms our premium members will explain next.
Yes. So, how are you? I was going to say, how are you this week? How are you doing, Jose? Actually, that makes sense. Yeah.
I think both questions are fine. How are you this week? How are you doing? It makes sense.
I'm blanking out today, Jose. Lord.
No, it's all good. I'm doing good. I've just been busy with school. Ooh. And watching movies. Like, the semester is shorter than, like, spring and fall, which are, like, the main semesters, you know, of the school year. Mm-hmm. So because it is shorter than the spring and the fall, we have less time to cover the same amount of work that you would be able to cover in a regular semester. So we're just having a lot of like homework, like, but not like creating stuff. It's actually like our professors like watch this movie and make sure to read this article or this chapter from this book and stuff like that. So that way we come prepared to discuss it in class. Makes sense. What I've been busy with. I haven't really updated my channel that much on YouTube. I have to get back on that. I'm thinking about doing a gameplay video, actually. Ooh. Because they do have the Uno, BTS Uno. They released the app. So I'm going to see if I can work that into my channel in some way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been good. Family's good. This is my birthday month, Roseanne. I don't know if you know that. Oh, so snap. Yeah, it's pretty like, yeah, July 26th. That is my birthday. And the only reason I remember it actually is because it's also my dad's birthday. We share the same birthday. Aww. Yeah. And so I always am excited to celebrate him, not so much my birthday. But I already got his gift and everything. But what's cute is like my boyfriend has been giving me like gifts randomly. And I'm like, oh my God, you don't have to. But he's like, I want to. And I'm like, oh.
That's so sweet.
So yeah. What about you, Roseanne? How are you?
I've been good. For some reason, this week hasn't been not as active. Just chilling at home, yeah. You know, spending time with my boyfriend, my dog, and my plants. That's like, I'm not plants. So far, no plants have died since my last one that I complained about. Yay!
Woo, making progress. That deserves an applause, Roseanne, because I feel like every episode you were saying them. You were struggling.
I was struggling. I'm like, this died. But yeah, I'm making it through. I've been watching dramas, a lot of dramas. So me and Jose, I guess we're just watching a lot of stuff. But yours is more for research. Mine's just to keep me company.
True. But it's entertaining too. It's not like, oh, you know, I'm with a notebook and writing everything down. I'm also enjoying the movie, so.
That's really cool.
We're on the same level.
Yeah. But the odd thing, though, I noticed this week was I don't think BTS has streamed on VLive or YouTube, which is...
Not at all. This is the first week in a while that there haven't been any streams.
Yeah, which is kind of scary, low-key. I didn't want to mention that. Like, I don't know if they're waiting. Yeah. Whenever they're quiet. Was that quiet before the storm? Something like that? I don't know.
Yes, that is the saying, the quiet before the storm.
There you go.
Oh, no, wait. It's the calm before the
storm. Oh, my God. Okay.
Tomato, is the same
thing. Y'all know what we mean. So... But I think the only thing, other than, like, them dropping cute pictures, and also, as we're talking right now, Jungkook just dropped a photo on Weverse.
Literally moments ago. Literally moments before recording this episode.
The rare Pokemon decided to say hello.
So y'all know, it's going down. I don't even know what that means, Roseanne. Why do I say things that I don't even, like...
The stuff we
like
say.
I literally just said it's going down, and if you were to ask me, what does that mean, Jose, can you explain for our listeners, I'd be like, I actually don't know. So
that just means Jose is excited, you guys. That's what it means. Yes. But I think a couple days ago Taehyung posted a snippet on Twitter, and it kind of everything just blew up, and I saw all these articles about it.
The timeline went crazy.
Yeah, it went crazy.
But for a good reason, because it's like the caption itself, he did caption it saying spoiler. Mm-hmm. So you only name a spoiler for something that's going to be released in the future. So it's only left us to assume. Well, no. A lot of people have assumed that, myself included, maybe 90%. Like my opinion is that it's gonna be for his mixtape, and there's a 10% that maybe it's a song that he submitted for the new BTS album, because you know they are also working on songs to submit for the new album for BTS. So he didn't really specifically say, oh, this is going to be for my mixtape. Mm-hmm. But I think we're all putting like the puzzle pieces together, you know?
Right, yeah. Because we know that he's been in the studio working mm-hmm. on his music. And we're just, you know, putting two and two together, which is mm-hmm. his mixtape. But it was like a 38-second black and white video. You know how he likes his black and white filters mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and he's all like throwing finger hearts at us and writing out the word the letters army. So yeah. What did you think though of the audio clip?
Well, it's interesting to point out that it's all in English. Yes. At first when I heard it, I'm gonna like whatever they release, so even if it's not a full like a complete song, I'm gonna like it, and I liked it. Yeah. It's not an exception. But when I first listen to it, it's always like, wait, was that English? Like, I always, you know, when I hear some bit of English, I'm like, okay, the last part, I kind of understood it. And then I started listening to it over and over again. I was like, okay, I think he said this. I think he's saying. And then I realized that even though you can't really specifically, like 100% for sure say that he said this at the beginning, it's uh-huh. all in English. So right. it is interesting to point out that, and also, you know, theorize if maybe he's going to do more songs that way, or maybe this is just the part of a song that's true. In English and the rest is going to be Korean, and then switch in and out, you know, how they normally do as well. But I mean, I liked it. What did you think? I mean, it gave me another vibe for him as well, for Taehyung.
True. Like you've pointed out in our previous episode, that he leans a little bit more towards like using English lyrics, which is amazing because we know that English is not his first language and he's also learning English. So it's very mm-hmm. brave of him to kind of like step out of his comfort zone.
Definitely. Yeah.
But the music itself, low key, ever since he did that video where he was like singing random words in English while a person beside him was playing the guitar.
Yeah.
That person is actually Neve. That's the artist's mm-hmm. name. I've been listening to his music and I love it. And when I heard this, spoiler, low key, mm-hmm. I'm just throwing out a theory out there because I don't even know. It felt like this song, maybe Neve helped with this or he was inspired, but we also know that this is Taehyung's, like, this is what he prefers when he makes music, you know what I mean? So gotcha. Him and Neve, like, work in, I felt like had a lot in common as far as, like, genres. So I can't wait to listen to the full track when it's out.
Definitely. And if you don't mind, Roseanne, I'd like to read what I thought he
Yes. sing.
I have my tweet up. I was just looking
I'm
for
ready.
It right now. Now, again, ARMY, our listeners, this is not 100% confirmed. Mm-hmm. This is what I heard when I listened to the clip. The lyrics I hear are wise words given to me from the heart of the loveless. Mm-hmm. I play the games. Here's the puzzle. Still, I'm missing pieces. And I act like my life is just perfect, but behind this, my life really hurts me. I'm trying to save my love, saving myself with an umbrella. Now, that umbrella, come on now.
I don't know.
Come on. I mean, I know this is for, if it's for his mixtape, it might not have any connection to, like, BTS's storyline. But, like, you know how the umbrella comes out so much in the Bangtan universe as well, mm-hmm. so... Mm-hmm. It's wow. interesting. It could be just a little reference, maybe, but
true.
But just the lyrics themselves, that's deep, you know?
Yeah, the lyrics already, just the small snippet shows like how deep it is. So, oh, it's gonna be that type of song. We already know that.
Yeah, and what's also what happened that same day that he posted it, he ended up deleting it.
Yeah.
Like, hours after posting it, he deleted it. And I guess we should have known, because in the caption, he did state that he mm-hmm. might delete it
the next day
if he changes next. His mind. But I don't know why. I mean, personally, I didn't think he was going to, but he did. Like, he just ended up deleting the tweet. So if that means anything, I mean, that's probably more confirmation that it is for something that he'll release in the future, you know?
You know how Tae has brought that reputation where he like purposely posts things and then like deletes it. That's his like little game with us. I don't know. Actually, this week, Jose, mm-hmm. BTS and ARMYs are always breaking records. But this week was a historic record, I believe. One of the most, I feel like, will be one of the most memorable records. Actually, all the records are memorable. But anyways,
we know what you mean, Rodan. We know what you mean.
BTS got number one in 104 countries on iTunes with their Black Swan song. This record was previously set by Adele, and her song that she sang was Hello. And, like, everyone knows that song. But this was back in 2015. So it's been like almost 5 years. Since this record.
Yeah, it's been 5 years,
That is crazy.
Yeah, her record was 102 countries on iTunes with number one. And Black Swan, like, it broke it with 103. But then the same day that it broke the record, it extended it with 104
countries
with Black Swan. And that's amazing to think of it, like, seven is such an important number for BTS. This happened on the seventh month of the year. On their seventh year together with a song that was on Map of the Soul 7.
Look at that.
And also, Black Swan is track number 7.
Wow.
Seven. This is just, you know, the universe revolves around.
That's like hitting the jackpot.
Yeah, true. Yeah. All sevens, jackpot.
That is great. And the fact that this song is not even like new, literally dropped around like the end of January, and the fact that this song became number one 5 months later.
So we have to say great job, ARMYs worldwide, yes. Because that's amazing. Like, people, and I've seen a couple here and there that they're gonna try and downplay this, but there's no way they can. This is huge. This is a fact now. Like, this is not something that ARMYs are making up. This is like fact, like factual. This is being reported. I think I saw a Forbes article already about it. So this is like a record, you know. BTS have it. And then we were talking about Taehyung before this, and it's to tie it in with Taehyung. Taehyung is getting there. Like, he with his Sweet Night OST song, he already tied Adele as well, I believe, with the as far as the solo record goes. And if he breaks it as well with Sweet Night, that would mean that ARMY, BTS, Taehyung, we can all say that BTS has the group record and Taehyung has the solo record.
That's insane.
Oof, girl. Like, our ARMY egos just, you know, they just keep getting bigger. But it's because, you know, they're unstoppable.
That's like teamwork makes the dream work. You know, it's all ARMYs working together to make this happen. And I'm very thankful that our family is so strong.
Yeah. And like we said, like, and BTS haven't been that active. So it's also like, because I've seen this joke, you know, being thrown around on Twitter that like ARMYs are just bored. So when we're left by ourselves, like, without no BTS updates, nothing, we're kind of like, okay, we woke up and like, let's break some records.
Oh my gosh, that's so hilarious. And that's so true.
Yeah, because literally nobody from Big Hit or BTS are telling us like, yo, we have this record that we're almost gonna beat, or, and literally it's just, you know, we're about to break a record, let's keep going. And it's like, we broke it, and it's like, yeah, it's just, don't leave ARMY unsupervised, like.
Like, we'd be forming our own projects and stuff. Oh gosh, that's amazing.
But it's cool though. It's honestly something that, like I said, can't be taken away. Like, this is something that we all came together for. And, you know, thank you, ARMY worldwide. Like, literally.
Like we mentioned earlier in the podcast, it's been weird. They've been silent. And usually when they're silent, we gotta stay on our toes because they could drop something any minute now.
Yes.
This is not confirmed or anything, though. People have been sharing it on Twitter, like a screenshot of a profile named Carl Killing
Instagram. I think he's a singer.
He's a singer. Yeah, so he's like an Estonian singer. And he was also a former member of a boy band named Beyond Beyond.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is pretty interesting. But he posted an Instagram story with a text written on it saying, writing for BTS.BigHitOfficial, which is, you know, BTS's Instagram account. So we're not sure if the music that we're hearing in this, that's being shown in the video, is something that is being worked on for the current album, or if it, they're just like submitting it to, you know, see if Big Hit will take the music and work on it. What do you think, Jose? Because there's a lot of like theories that's, going around.
You just made me think, actually, Roseanne, because I did not even think about that. That like, yeah, the caption says writing for BTS Big Hit Official. Mm-hmm. I took it as in like this is gonna be a song that maybe Big Hit requested or BTS requested, and they're helping out or being co-writers. But you opened my eyes that like this could just be something that they are submitting, because a lot of songwriters do that, or producers, whatever the case may be, they submit songs and see if maybe the label wants to work with them or not. So yes, it could also be that. It doesn't necessarily have to be that, oh, this is a song that BTS will record, you know. Mm-hmm. We just don't know. Now, as far as like the audio goes, we, like Roseanne said, we don't know if that, because there is audio, guys, in mm-hmm. this video clip, and you can search it for it on Twitter. The only thing is that we don't know if that is the actual music for the song, if the lyrics on the screen are gonna be, because there's this, on the corner of the video clip, you can see a MacBook and there are lyrics on the screen. I even tried to like zoom in and see what I could read.
I saw your tweet about that.
Yeah. I was like, what did the only night we weren't right or something like that. But what's important to point out, and that ARMY was quick to point out, was that he deleted this.
Yeah.
So I think he got a lot of traffic. Maybe he didn't expect the amount of clicks, but I don't see that also being like, I think you know, if you're gonna tag BTS, the ARMY's gonna come and see what's going on. So I don't know if he maybe didn't think this through, right, or he did and he still did it purposely, but it could also be something where he's like, I'm just gonna throw this in a little nugget for ARMY and see if they catch it. Yeah. Everybody caught it and he's like, oops, I shouldn't have done that. Delete. You know what I'm saying? Like, delete. But ARMY, you know, we have it. So we have something that we can look back on if maybe it does come out in the future.
Yes, we could look back at this video and be like, oh, okay, so they were, you know. So I guess we shall see. We won't know until they do release the album. So it's exciting. Now, the Smeraldo blog is back online, and you're probably like, what is the Smeraldo blog? Like, what is that?
I know, yeah.
So we do have a lot of new ARMYs that were probably not around at the time that this was created, but this Smeraldo blog mysteriously appeared before BTS's Love Yourself Her comeback. Mm-hmm. So this was a while back, I think 2017 to be exact. So this mysterious blog provided like background story related to a fictional flower called Smeraldo Flower. It connects to their whole Bangtan universe, so their storyline.
Yeah, so their first story introduced a florist called Testesso, and that is Italian for yourself.
Yes.
And this florist opened up a blog to write about the Smeraldo flower, like Roseanne said, and also playing cards. They mentioned opening up a flower shop that specializes in the flower Smeraldo. The second story that talks about this is also about the florist's plans of opening up his Smeraldo shop in Korea in September of 2017. Which was when BTS's Love Yourself Her album was released. He posted a photo of his delivery truck and the renovations happening in his flower shop. This truck and shop appears in the notes. And we see it during BTS's highlight reel. So, and we also see a photo of Jin posing with what they called a Smeraldo flower on Twitter. And I think that's like one of the major, major key things that ARMY references, like that Jin Selka, because when we first saw it back then, it was like, what flower is this?
Right, we're all like, is what, like, the Smeraldo flowers is not real, it's actually a fictional flower. So that's why it's everyone on Twitter flower, was like confused. We're like, what? Because he even posted the caption like Smeraldo flowers, right,
Smeraldo like flower. Yeah, and if you guys like search for it, it's gonna blow your minds, because it's like he's holding a bouquet, and this is Jin. And if you guys look back at the highlight reels, like Jin is also holding a bouquet of flowers. Yes. So, like, this is all, like, genius.
It was. I know this whole blog was just so well done, and it just, like, really throws you off. It makes things feel, like, realistic in a way, because it's, like, an actual blog. But this blog posted a total of, like, 9 stories, and eventually this blog gets deleted, and it goes offline after a comeback. So it kind of like goes away, comes back. We just like, that's why when it comes back, we're like, oh my God, is something going to happen? You know what I mean? But the interesting thing is that the first time it was deleted and then it was brought back after a while was before another comeback as well. But this time the 9 stories were reposted and re-uploaded, but it was changed a little bit. And that was because it was reflecting the time travel that happened in the Bangtan universe. So, you know, like the first time the blog was posted, it talked about how Seokjin was trying to order the Smeralda flowers for the girl and, you know, have it ready for delivery. But then if you guys have watched the highlight reel, you'll find out what happens after he tries to give the flowers to her. So after that, when it was, everything was like reposted, basically showed that he did time travel, but this time around, he never came back to order the flowers. So Seokjin wasn't in the blogs the second time around because, yes, so it's kind of crazy. Right now, the blog is like blank though. There's like nothing on there right now.
So. There's nothing, but it reopened. So, and that's the thing, like when this happens, Army takes notice and it's like, guys, the Smeraldo blog is back up. And and BTS have been quiet.
I know.
So what goes on up in here? What is going on?
What is going on, right? So, I mean, we're not trying to scare you guys, but I'm scaring myself right now. I'm
No, it definitely is something to get you excited. This is like giving us giving you this background about the Smeralda blog is that like this is not just something made up. Like this is this has history and it has a pattern, and for it to be reopened, even if it's blank, like Roseanne said, it means something. Like we said, something is brewing, something is cooking, something is happening because it's open. And it has a lot of connections with the Bangtan universe. Now, it could be for the new album. It could be that they release a new highlight reel, maybe. Something to continue on with the story. Oof. Because when the Love Yourself era started, it was like a bomb. Like
right?
Like, everything was like, what is going on?
Actors of the year. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, the highlight reels is one of my favorite. Like, even the Winx film. So, BTS is known for putting out, like, little films. Like, the prologue that they had. And then the Winx films. Yeah. And then the highlight reel. So, we don't know. We're kind of low-key. I'm just hoping that they do release something similar to those highlight reels. And I think that's what up to. Because we still have speculations that the next album won't drop until, like, October. Because of Jin. I don't even know.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, it's always Jin, huh? Like, it revolves. And it makes sense, though, because he is, like, the protagonist in this universe. So, for him to be the one that, like, spoiled it a bit. But, again, we don't know if that is confirmed. We're just going off of what he said. But we don't know if that's actually the month that we're going to get another comeback.
True.
But if it was, Roseanne, I did some math.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Going off of by Map of the Soul 7, we got the announcement in January. If I'm not mistaken, we got Black Swan in the middle of January, and then we got the time. No, well, we got the timeline actually before Black Swan. So let me correct that. The timeline. So if it's going to be like a full month or maybe a month and a half in advance, then that would mean going on October, that would be maybe August, September. Maybe the end of August we get something, maybe. It all depends on when it would be in October, actually. We don't know. True. But say it's in the middle of October, it would maybe be in the middle or towards the end of August, beginning of September that we get something.
Oh, wait, we have to check though, because when did highlight reel drop? When did the first highlight reel drop before? Because it was months before. Hold up, let me
Google.
Right? Because her was DNA.
Yes, DNA was her.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, this is exciting. We're like Googling live on the episode. Okay, let me see.
The blog itself was created on July 4, 2017. The crazy thing is that this blog reopened, but on July 6th of 2020. And I think they posted maybe like a month after that. And then the highlight reel came out a month after, and then their comeback after. So
yeah, like if it were to follow a similar pattern, I think it would have to start after the Japanese release. Because remember, we do have the Japanese album this month of July. So they're probably busy, you know, with promoting that and performances or just promoting it. And the release, of course, which will be covering as well. I'm so excited for that as well. But obviously they're not gonna overlap new information with that, so if anything were to come out in July, it would have to be towards the end of July. And if nothing comes out, then something like a post on the blog would be next month, which is August, and then maybe we'll get something in September for it to align with October. Now, that is going off of October. If for some reason they're like, we can speed it up, they could come back September like they did back in 2017. So, I mean, with Big Hit and BTS, you just never know. Like, these things are not just coincidence. Like, these things...
They time all this. Lord. And I'm ready for it. But at the same time, I'm not ready. But bring it on.
But hopefully we explained it a bit better, guys, if you didn't know about Smeraldo. Or if you didn't had any questions about it. But in case, you know, you still have any questions or doubts, you can simply Google Smeraldo Flower BTS and you'll find... And I'm sure Roseanne has videos on this explaining it as well. So if you want to... Maybe say the title of your name, Roseanne, so that way our listeners know.
So the title of the video, it's not like super updated because this was like a year ago. It's called BTS Theory, Jin's Secret, Smeraldo. So just type in XLS Smeraldo and it should be the first video. So those were the updates for today, you guys. Now it is time to start our Love Army segment where we read letters written by you guys. And if you do want to submit your letter or voice recording, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. Don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read them in our future episodes.
Yes, so we have one letter for you guys today, and this is from Darcy. And Darcy says, "Hello, Roseanne and Jose. I'm so happy to see my favorite theorist reactors doing a podcast together. I discovered BTS through a reaction video of Blood, Sweat, and Tears in my recommended, and from then on, it was like a roller coaster. I was drawn to BTS initially because the content was so brand new to me. But then I recognized how hardworking individually they are and as a team. They had so much depth in their music and wrote songs that genuinely connected people. I loved that their work had openly been inspired by literature and art. And of course, the creation of BTS's universe storyline was something that blew my mind. Big Hit are geniuses.
They were unlike anything I've seen. It was official. After the Wikipedia research and watching ARMY content videos on BTS, I stanned them and became ARMY. From then on, they've helped me through a hard time in school and constantly helped evaluate myself to just become a better person overall. Loving BTS was one of the best decisions I've made. Thanks for reading my letter. I purple you guys from Tharcy."
Thank you, Tharcy. Yay.
Thank you.
And thank you so much that you mentioned that you were your favorite theorist reactors.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. And it's just, I don't know, like you listening to our podcast, but also watching our videos. Like, we really appreciate your support. So thank you so much for that.
Yes, thank you, Tharcy.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections along with personalized recommendations. But our brand new members-only version of this, Interlude Army Plus, is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude Army Plus, you'll get all ad-free, exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude Army Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and join Interlude Army Plus today.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. Today we have Rebecca from Bangtan, Brazil. Please welcome Rebecca. Yay! If you could go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. I am 25 years old and I am from Bangtan, Brazil. We are the first Brazilian fan base since pre-debut.
Wow.
Giovanna, she was the one who created it. She was like 15, I guess. She went on Twitter and was like, hey, does anyone want to join me? Bangtan fan base. And I think like 3 or 4 people joined her. But then here in 2000, more than 30 members.
Wow. 30 members now. That is crazy. You know, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us for today's episode. But you said this fan base was created pre-debut, so before BTS debuted, basically.
Yes. Thank you so much for inviting us. We were really flattered. Pre-debut, I think she created it in March 2013. Wow. 29th of March 2013, they were releasing their videos on YouTube, like their vlogs, their little vlogs. Uh-huh. She started liking BTS since the very beginning. But the our fan base, like, members come and go, you know? And today, she's still with us, Giovanna, but the rest of the crew, I guess, it's not there. It's completely different.
Oh, wow.
I joined in 2017, but I'm still here.
So the people that started off, like, with Giovanna, like, the original crew is basically now gone. Oh, okay.
Yeah, gone. I think they still like BTS, but being a fan base like that, it's like a job. It's, I mean, we have tons of things to do.
Oh, right. Yeah, for sure.
And I guess people come and go because their lives change.
Oh, yeah. Basically. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is done out of all, like, voluntarily, so.
Yes. It's purely for love for them.
Yeah, we could totally see that. And it's understandable, you know, like, people, if they have to leave for whatever reason, it's not because they just stopped supporting BTS. It's because, you know, unfortunately, whatever their life, you know, took them another direction. Yeah. They don't have enough time to dedicate, you know.
And you guys mentioned that, or you mentioned that there's like 30 people who are volunteering to be part of Bangtan Brazil, but do you guys have like different departments or different roles, or how's the workflow for you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a subtitle team, a website team, translation team, design team, and then there is the administrators. That it's me, it's Caroline, and it's Gigi, Giovanna, the one who created the fan base. Yeah. Each one of us is responsible for a team. Mm-hmm. I'm responsible for the website and translation sometimes. But Caroline is responsible for translation and design, and Giovanna's responsible for subtitles. We have these teams, and we communicate through Slack. Yeah, and it's a job. It's a full-on job.
True. Have you guys ever like had the chance to meet in person, or do you guys know each other personally?
Yeah, the concert was the time that we met. Not every single one of us, but I think it was even more special to me because I got to meet the people that I work with every day, but we became friends Like, we actually got barricade at
Oh my
Montech, like
gosh.
all of us, like 10 people.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was so, yeah, it was cool. And it was, again, I don't think another thing could bring so much people together like that.
That's right.
It's a job, but it's also a friendship. I think if we weren't friends, we wouldn't be able to work the way we do.
That's
Because
important,
we
yeah.
support each other and we help each other. So, yeah.
As a fan base for Brazilian armies or for Bangtan Brazil specifically, what would you say are your goals or your fan base goals as Bangtan Brazil?
What we really love to do is the language barrier. We like to break it because a lot of things now they come in English, but not a lot of people in Brazil know English to the point they can read an interview or listen to them talking. They don't understand. So I think breaking that barrier is our goal always.
Well, that's really nice because I went on your Twitter page and I saw like translations for posts and everything. So it's nice how you guys are kind of the bridge between BTS and just and you
Yeah, I guess that's really it, the bridge. Bridge Brazil.
guys. Bridge Brazil,
I
I
got, hey, that's another
love
name. Well,
it.
I'm curious to know though, how did you discover BTS and what made you a fan?
So, my girlfriend, she discovered BTS through a friend, and she always was like, when she likes something, she pushes to me until I like it with her. So she discovered BTS and she was like, look, you're gonna love it. And it was the day Run MV was released. And I watched that and I was like, that's a story.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't know. I just loved it. And then we started digging further. It was the ending of 2015. But I guess I really became an army like the first of 2016 because I watched a DVD and I was like, okay, yeah, I like them. I really, really like them.
Now I'm curious to know, do you have a bias or not?
Yeah, my bias is Jimmy.
Has it always been Jimin, or did you have a bias at first and then
I
change?
mean, it's Jimin, but Suga. And then I'm like, Suga, Jimmy. No, Jimmy, Suga. Then it's like, Yumi is fine. But I think my ultimate bias is Jimmy. It was
Gosh.
him with that orange hair.
Oh, that's
He
him.
called my name and I was like,
Now,
okay.
what do you think was one of the key things that made BTS popular in Brazil?
It was in a time that like there was no competition for them. You know, One Direction was over. People were like in this limbo, not knowing where to go. And then K-pop started getting popular worldwide, right? So yeah, I think that it was that time in Brazil, people started discovering. And a lot of reaction channels were reacting to Dope. Dope was what made them popular in Brazil, I guess.
Oh, that's awesome.
Interesting.
That's actually my first video ever. That was my introduction to BTS, so that's a connection there that I have with Brazil then that was what
Yeah, I think a lot of us, but BTS was they came to Brazil before Dope.
That's
The first time they
right.
came to Brazil was in 2014, but I didn't know them at the time. I guess they really came because the fan base was, I mean, we are still passionate, but at the time it was less people, and maybe they were louder because of that. I don't know. They're really united. So they came. Yeah,
True.
I think the different bases, the internet was really what made them popular here.
How popular is BTS in Brazil now? I mean, do you see ads, posters, or like their merch at stores?
There's like bootleg merch.
Oh.
There's no official stores for merch here. When you buy something, you have to do it through the internet. So I
Ah.
guess that's why you don't see, like, you don't go at the store and you buy an album. That's not happening yet. But we are really passionate about making that happen, I guess. I think they are really popular because the other day I was at the bus before, pre-corona. I was at the bus and I was wearing a shirt, a BTS shirt. And the woman that was sitting next to me started talking to me because her daughter liked it. And I'm like, I don't live in São Paulo. I live in a really small town, southern Brazil. So that was shocking to me that they are popular to that extent. And another time that I felt like they are really popular was when they released their first movie, Burn the Stage. I think it was Burn the Stage. They are all BTS. I keep mixing up Burn the Stage, Bring the
I
Soul,
know,
Break the Silence. It's tough. But anyways, that cinema was so crowded with Army. I got really shocked because I didn't know that they were that popular. And they truly are. Every session was sold out. It was full. So yeah, they are really popular. It amazes me because when I just found out about them, they weren't really that popular.
Now in Brazil, like, do they get any news coverage? Do you guys get your news like on TV, or is that something that Bangtan Brazil is also trying to bridge in?
No, it's being shared a lot. There's a lot of pop music, pop culture websites, and they all make news about BTS, about their achievements, everything. We have a website, Bantam Brazil. It's bantam.com.br. Yeah, we translate news, we translate interviews and stuff, but they get coverage, like official coverage. I think when they came to Brazil last year, they did a stadium. It was when media looked at them and were like, okay, I'll get their clicks.
Got it, yeah.
So yeah, anything BTS with that verified account on Twitter, it gets their retweets, it gets their likes. So they really cover things about them.
That's good to
I mean,
hear, yeah.
I think the bigger newsletter in Brazil is G1, and they have these branches like pop, movies, etc. So yeah, they always cover them, things about them. I think it's okay. And they also do interviews sometimes. The other day, I gave an interview because they wanted to know what K-pop and BTS, how did that relate to politics?
Oh,
Yeah, and I did
interesting.
that interview, and I was like, wow, where am I going to with this?
Oh man, when are they gonna post that interview? Do you
I
know?
don't know yet.
Okay.
I have to ask her, but I
Okay.
can send it to you through email.
Yeah, send it to us. We'd love to watch and
Yeah,
see.
that's really interesting because it's like so like I've never seen it addressed that way. Those like
Yeah.
how does K-pop and BTS relate to politics? Like I mean, it's just maybe my own, like what I see on my timeline and stuff. I've never seen that. So that's very interesting that they reached out to you
Yeah,
for that.
I thought it was really cool too because they are a political group, I guess. They are truly since the very beginning. So when someone that isn't inside the fandom sees that, I think it's really cool.
When a general public hears about BTS, the first thing they think about, oh, they just do music, they just dance, or they just dance and sing,
Yes.
not necessarily have anything to do with like politics or just have their own opinion, basically. But BTS has always had a message since the beginning, and I'm glad that people have reached out to you and talk about this type of topic,
Yeah, it was nice. Also, no, wait, I just remember when they gave their UN speech, another newsletter came over to ask us to talk about that. And when they came to Brazil, we did a little meetup a day before the concert, and there was media coverage. Like, there was cameras and people filming us, and like, see, this is their fans. And we were like, okay. Wow. It gets a little crazy here.
I'm sure. But yeah, you guys have just always been so passionate. And I feel like that's, like, when I think of Brazilian army or armies in Brazil, immediately I think of your guys' love, passion, and how you guys sing your hearts out during concerts. I was wondering, I heard before that this is part of your guys' like culture. Is that true? Like,
yes, Brazilians are passionate and loud, I guess. With everything. I think it starts with maybe football, sports, but it's everything. Like, any show, any concert that you go, and it's an international artist or a national artist, there will be loud cheering. And I guess that's our thing. So when it's BTS, it's like a once in a lifetime opportunity to see them. I think we scream even louder, maybe. And they like it. They always said how much they like how much we scream.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
The DVD where they covered the Wings Tour.
The Wings Tour. Yeah, I was about to mention that one. Oh, my God.
Yes. And Suga said, it's like we are in Seoul.
Yeah.
Which was crazy because we don't know any Korean.
Oh, that's right. Because when you guys sing, it's crazy. You guys know all the lyrics.
Every single lyric. Even the raps, which are like so hard for me.
Oh my God. I saw that. I saw you guys were rapping to like Suga's verse and I was mind blown because I'm struggling to learn like the simplest lyrics through them. So
I think when it's a crowd singing, it might sound like we know every word, but like for me, I was just babbling. I don't know any Korean. I was just blah, blah, blah. But yeah, a lot of people, we really try to learn before the concerts. There are like channels that have romanized words. Yeah, they were sharing like, listen, we have to sing louder at, I don't know, Seesaw, because the other country didn't, so we have to. And then there were like papers with the romanized lyrics so we could memorize and sing at the time. Yeah, but we were loud in every single song. I think during Epiphany.
When
Jin stopped singing and we continued singing the chorus, it was crazy.
I remember that. I remember watching videos of that. And that's like, I wish, one of my bucket list things to do is to attend a BTS concert in Brazil. Like, that's my my wish from seeing all the fans.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty unique. It's amazing. Every time I watch my videos from the concert and I hear people singing, I get chills. It's crazy. It's too good.
Now, aside from the concert, what's the environment like going to a show in Brazil, a BTS concert in Brazil, like with armies and like talking and stuff like that? Like, did you meet any other armies from other countries or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the days before the concert, it's like this huge party. Because when they come, they always go to São Paulo. There's no other concerts in other cities yet. Maybe in the future. I hope. But anyways, so I was there and I was waiting in line. I got sound check.
Yeah,
nice. So I was waiting in line and there was like a Peruvian people behind me and Argentinian people in front of me. And I mean, South America came to their concert, like everyone came, I guess. It wasn't just Brazilians at the concert.
Yeah.
There was a lot of other South Americans. I think that's really nice because can you think about other thing that makes people come together like that? I can't think about anything.
Yeah.
Just BTS. Just music and their power.
Music is universal, totally. And, you know, BTS, I think we all share that message that, like, there's no language barrier. Like, that's why we also have fan bases for, like, you guys translate, and that's what helps connect us even more, because there's already a connection with the music, you feel it, and the guys and their personalities. But then once you understand the lyrics and the meaning behind the songs, it's like that connection is, it just gets stronger, you know.
Yes, when we get comments like people thanking us for translating, it really warms my heart. Makes me so happy that I'm bringing, I mean, I understand what they're saying when there's English subtitles, but then I translate someone and that person maybe needed to read that and they thank us. It's I really like it.
it's worth all the work that you guys put into it, especially if it's voluntarily. And I think that's another thing that's amazing about armies around the world, is that we keep each other all connected. And not only BTS keeps us together, but ARMY. We're like a family. I love interviewing fan bases from different countries. And one thing I noticed that you all have in common is just the love you guys have for BTS, and also the bond that you have with each other, like the family. Feels like family. I said that's like so many times already, but you know, you know what I mean.
Well, because it's true, so it makes sense.
Yes. That's exactly it.
Now, for those who are listening and would like to stay updated with Bangtan Brazil, where could they follow you on your social media? Like, where are you on all social medias, and what are your handles?
We are, Twitter at BTS _BR, underscore. It's in English, it's underscore, right?
Okay, yes.
Let's say that again.
You're good.
On Twitter, we are at BTS _BR. On Instagram, we are BTSBR1306. We have a subtitle channel on YouTube where we do subtitles in Portuguese from their Bantam Bombs and their their other interviews. But the name is Bantam Brazil Legendas.
Okay.
Which is subtitles in Portuguese. Bantam Brasil Legendas. Okay. And we are also, we have a website where we translate articles, news, interviews. We post all of their pictures from Facebook, ads, everything is there. It's bantam.com.br. I think we have Facebook too. Yeah, we have. It's facebook.com/Bangtan Brazil.
For the armies who are listening, do you have any message for them or messages for them?
I guess I want to say, like, thank you for supporting us for 7 years. We are together with BTS for 7 years, and it's sometimes it's a struggle, but people who support us, they're what makes us continue doing that. I mean, it's our love for BTS, and it's the love we get from armies.
Very true. No, thank you so much, Rebecca, for joining us on today's podcast or today's episode. Like, it's nice how you made some made time for us. So we really
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting us. We got so excited when the invitation came.
Oh, that's so
cool. And I started to listen to the podcast before you invited us. And I really, really like it.
Wow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You made me a fan.
Oh, thank you.
I think my favorite was the last episode. No, the one before that. With the UCLA interview.
Oh.
I think it was my favorite episode. Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And I was like, oh my God, they interviewed the UCLA band and their director, and then they're going to interview me. And I'm like, nobody.
Oh, no, don't think that.
Oh, no.
You mean a lot. So take care, though, Rebecca. Thank you so much again.
Yes. Thank you so much. So what did you think about this episode, Roseanne, and our interview?
It was fun because this is actually my first time sitting down and speaking to a Brazilian army, because I would watch a lot of their fan cams, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen like fan chants or concerts, a BTS concerts in Brazil, like, you should look that up on YouTube because it blows your mind. So it was awesome to hear like what's going on there and like what's going on there and why they're so like passionate, you know. How about you?
Yes. And I loved how Rebecca explained that. Like, I just love how every guest actually, they mention like the connection and the message and how music is universal and yes. BTS are making us and letting us connect through their music and through their message. And no matter where you are, where you come from, it's just, we all have share that love and connection. Mm-hmm. And like you, I've never talked to, I'm sure I've chatted with Brazilian Army on Twitter, online or on YouTube in comments, but actually talked to someone. I'd never done that before. Mm-hmm. So it was a first for me as well. And it was just exciting, you know, to learn more about what goes on in Brazil and like for yeah. Brazilian armies, how much they love, you know, BTS.
Very true. I hope that we get to interview more fan bases from around the world, because I believe we've done Philippines, yeah. and so we have to do more countries. Mm-hmm. So to stay updated with us, please follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD. Again, that's Interlude Army PD. And our IG, you guys, it just opened recently. It is mm-hmm. also called Interlude Army PD.
So if you want to send us any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. That is interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
So that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and have an amazing week, you guys.
Thank you so much, Army, for listening.
Thank you.
Catch you next week. Thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you, Jose. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin.